The spring whaling season is underway on Alaska's North Slope. The Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission reports St. Lawrence Island whaling crews are having success with 4 bowheads landed by Savunga hunters and 2 for gamble. Whalers on the mainland coast are ready and waiting. Barrow elder Walter Ockpick isn't participating in the hunt this year, but he's likely following it closely. Last summer, he spoke with reporter Ann Hillman for part of our series on Alaska culture and described just what it takes to land a whale.
We wait for the whale to come to us. We don't chase it. We don't look for it. We wait for it to come to us, to the boat. We could wait maybe 2 weeks, we could wait 1 day, we could wait a few hours, it depends. So the whaling captains tells us, or teach us, where to sit in a boat if the whale comes up. You be in the back, you steer the boat. You sit right here by the gun. It's different roles. But I always try to sit behind the float, because the harpooner strikes it and you gotta be quick to put the float out over the side. If you don't, that whale's gonna, when it dives, that float could be, if it's in the boat, it's gonna tip it over. We gotta get away from the whale after we strike. That's just in case. You got to watch out for the flippers. If you're too close to the hunt, right after you harpoon the whale, the flipper might come up and start going like that and might hit the boat. So we got to get away from there. You got to let go of the float, let go of everything, and just wait for it. And they'll come back up. The float will come back up, and that's where the whale is. You got to aim for the heart, or the backbone, or the brain.
Okay.
Those are the kill zones, the heart, the backbone. You break the backbone, it's not ever gonna dive down or anything. It's just gonna be on the water. It's just gonna be on top of the water. I mean, not top, but a wounded whale will stay under water half hour or more. But the whale got to come up every 20 minutes or so to breathe. So after you strike, you just got to wait around. You know it's going to come back up, not unless it goes under the ice. If it don't go under the ice, you know it's going to come up anywhere. So you just got to look for it. You just got to wait. It's just patience. It takes patience to go whaling, to be a whaler. Yeah, you gotta drag it to the edge of the ice where you're gonna pull it up. It's all Eskimo power. We don't use machines, we use block and tackle. It could take 40, 50 people, maybe sometime more, to pull up a whale by manpower.
Walter Ockpick of Barrow spoke with Ann Hillman last summer.